Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so today's Am I the Jerk comes from somebody that wants to be kept anonymous, and they want to be called anonymous. So, all right, anonymous. And it's, am I the jerk for not sharing my location with my boyfriend? Here's what she says. Anonymous goes, so I was hanging out with my boyfriend. We've been together for almost a year. And we were recently hanging out at his place when he grabbed my phone off of the table, handed it to me, and said, look at your text for me. I was pretty, very confused and checked my text messages from him to see that he had sent me a Life 360 invite. Now, if you don't know what Life 360 is, that's the app where, you know, friends, family, loved ones can share and track each other's locations with one another, right? And says, he didn't say anything else and just expected me to accept the invite. I thought it was very odd and said it seemed controlling. Yeah, I get what you're saying. My boyfriend looked at me like I was crazy. Am I the jerk for thinking my boyfriend's request, quote unquote, is controlling and refusing to join his Life 360 invite? Thanks, Anonymous. Ooh. And I repeat, ooh. All right, so I don't necessarily think that it's controlling. I see where you're coming from by just the way it was presented, but I'm trying to think of it in a positive way. And y'all know me, I try to remain positive. I'm thinking he wants to share your location with one another so that you guys can realistically just know where each other is, you know, keep tabs, make sure you're safe, not to watch, right? Unless you feel like there's some trust issues there. You know, I feel like there's some pieces missing as far as why he wants to share the location. It does sound strange for him to just send it, right? Honestly, like, just not saying nothing. Hey, check your phone. That's the weird part to me, but I wouldn't necessarily call that controlling myself. This could have been handled differently, though. You could have asked. The conversation could have been had. You just straight out refuse. Does that make you the jerk? I don't know. Is this a jerk situation? Probably, but who's the jerk? Anonymous wants to know, is she the jerk for refusing her boyfriend's request to join the tracking Life 360 app? She said it seemed controlling, right? I don't want to answer. I'm going to let y'all go. I see the phone's ringing already. We'll take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. Anonymous wants to know, is she the jerk for not sharing her location with her boyfriend? We'll take your calls and your texts next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Anonymous hit us up and said, am I the jerk for not sharing my location with my boyfriend? Said they were hanging out, been together for almost a year. He randomly grabbed her phone, handed it to her, and said, check your text. And the text was a request to share locations on the Life 360 family tracking app, right? She said that was weird, felt controlling, and was like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. And wants to know, is she the jerk for denying the request that he had? I haven't answered. I don't even know if I will. But we're going to get right to the lines because I feel like we got some fire on here today. You know what? Let's start with Sam. Said she's in Milwaukee on the way to work. Good morning, Sam. How we doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. You know, Allie's a little under the weather, so I'm holding the fort down. So you get to be honorary co-host this morning on Am I the Jerk? So what do you think? Is Anonymous the jerk or not the jerk for denying her boyfriend's request?
I think she is a jerk for a couple reasons. I feel like first, she could have gotten a little curious and just asked, like, hey, where's this coming from?
Sure.
I think we have some scary stuff in the news going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's very possible that he was like, oh my God, I want to know where my girl's at, like at all times, and make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
And if I can't get a hold of her, be able to quickly find out, is she okay? I also think if you've been with a guy for a year, like, what are your intentions in that relationship?
Sure.
To me, it sounds like they might be going next level. And if you're really serious, what are you trying to hide?
Sam, no, so I like that because, yeah, almost, it's not like it's almost a month, it's almost a year. And not to say a year is a long time together, but that's where you start normally most people taking additional steps and evolving a relationship. You're not wrong.
Yeah, to me, it feels a little suspicious, feels a little sus. Like, what are you trying to hide from your guy?
Just a little sus. Oh, okay, okay. Nah, you kick it off. You say, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I think it is a little bit of a jerk because she didn't do enough asking, investigating, seeing where it came from. She just went, nope, controlling, and then cut it at that instead of asking.
Right. Could be coming from a place of love
right.
and care.
Right. And not necessarily I'm Tarzan, you Jane, but saying, hey, I want to take care of my baby. I want to know where she is. I want her to know where I'm at. And I want to evolve the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like we can see that. And I personally, I know I've been guilty of like accidentally leaving my phone on silent after work or like, you know, not hearing it when it's ringing. And my husband has like set off the dinger on my phone. So I'm like,
bad. I lost in the sauce.
Yeah,
no, I love it. I love it, Sam. You say you're kicking it off. You say jerk. We appreciate your call. Okay. We're going to get to these other callers.
All right, good luck, DZ. Hold down the fort. You're doing great.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Have a great day. Bye. Get to work. Bye, Sam. All right, let's keep it rolling. We kicked it off. Sam said jerk. Now we got another firecracker on the line. It's Mila. Good morning, Mila.
Good morning.
We're going to have to get you the Cruella DeVille theme song music once you finally get this theme song.
Right?
Hey, call five right? days in a row. You know how to do it. Nah, Mila, but you, well, we love you, and you always have an opinion. What do you think, Anonymous? Yeah. Is she or is she not the jerk for denying and not sharing her location with her boyfriend?
She's not the jerk at all.
At all?
Not the jerk at all. Okay. So, first and foremost, they've only been dating for a year. If this is not something that they had started from jump, why all of a sudden he needs to know her whereabouts now?
Wait.
That is a little weird and a little controlling.
No, hold on, Mila. I had to, I don't
because
want to cut you off.
Because why is he trying to keep tabs on her? Like,
not
if
like
the
that.
Trust was there.
Wouldn't it be weirder if they started tracking each other from jump? I think that'd be weirder than sharing locations
that's
later
something
on.
Something that they were cool with doing.
True.
But my thing is, he's not Superman. So him knowing her location doesn't help at all. If something happens, he's going to find out like everybody else later. Him knowing her location doesn't help him or doesn't help her at all.
I mean,
that just helps him know where she is at all times. Why does he need to know that? Sound like he needs to have some kids.
I think the app has certain features that you can at least, you know, help and send alerts and request for assistance if needed, even though you might not be able to get there. You could at least send somebody to help. But I get
what
you're saying. I get what you're saying.
That's what a text is for. Text me. If you want to know where I am and what I'm doing, text me because you trusted me all this time. Don't throw an app at me talking about you want to know my location. I'm sitting right next to you.
We're hanging out. I'm with you most of the time.
I understand why she thought that was weird. If he goes, here's your phone, look at your text. I'm with you. Why do you need to know my location?
He gave no explanation.
Weird.
On the flip side, she didn't ask much more, but he also didn't give much explanation by the sounds of it. That's right.
Right, because she knew it was weird, and so did he.
And this is why Mila come up here with the evil laugh, said, Anonymous is not the jerk. you split us up, Mila. Okay, hey, have a great day, fam. We appreciate you.
You too. Love you and hold it down good.
Gotcha, fam. Thank you. Love back. Bye. All right, we're split 50-50, so we got a tiebreaker on the line, and I believe Janine is ready for this one. Janine, calling out a cut of hay. Good morning, Janine. How we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You know, like I mentioned, Allie a little throat tickled this morning, but she'll be back. I believe she's on her way soon, so don't worry about it. She'll be back. But until then, honorary co-host and big shoes at that because you get to be our tiebreaker on Am I the Jerk today.
Whoop. Yeah.
Do you think Anonymous is or isn't the jerk for not sharing her location with her boyfriend of almost a year?
Well, I was so on the fence about this, but the key word for me is share our location.
Mm-mm.
So when it comes to share, like, and I've been in controlling situations before, so my first reaction was not the jerk, but when I heard that word share, it's about, you know, being in a relationship for a year, you have to have some trust, and it's about, like, caring for each other. So I'm like, absolutely, she's a jerk. If she, at this point, you don't have any trust, you don't want to look out for each other. So I say, absolutely, the jerk.
Ooh, you're saying she kind of just shut it down and went, no, you don't need to know where I'm at or what I'm doing if I'm not with. That is an interesting take.
After a year, what are you doing?
Right. Where's the relationship evolving to? I think that's kind of what our first caller, Sam, was kind of touching on. And then, you bring it full circle and go, Mila, evil laugh and all. No, today, no. She is the jerk because she's not taking those steps that are going, this is where I see our relationship going. Whether it felt weird or not, she didn't address it. She didn't investigate further.
Yeah.
And she's almost the one going, no, you don't need to know, and I'm not investing needing to know. The share is the key word
absolutely. Even if you've been burnt in the past, like, don't bring that stuff into your future now.
Touche. No, you are not wrong, Janine. I love it. You rounded out for us. Y'all worked it out today. Thankfully, I didn't have to answer today. Anonymous is the jerk.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so today's Am I the Jerk comes from somebody that wants to be kept anonymous and they want to be called anonymous. So, all right, anonymous. And it's, am I the jerk for not sharing my location with my boyfriend? Here's what she says. Anonymous goes, so I was hanging out with my boyfriend. We've been together for almost a year. And we were recently hanging out at his place when he grabbed my phone off of the table, handed it to me, and said, look at your text for me. I was pretty, very confused and checked my text messages from him to see that he had sent me a Life 360 invite. Now, if you don't know what Life 360 is, that's the app where, you know, friends, family, loved ones can share and track each other's locations with one another, right? And says, he didn't say anything else and just expected me to accept the invite. I thought it was very odd and said it seemed controlling. Yeah, I get what you're saying. My boyfriend looked at me like I was crazy. Am I the jerk for thinking my boyfriend's request, quote unquote, is controlling and refusing to join his Life 360 invite? Thanks, Anonymous. Ooh. And I repeat, ooh. All right, so I don't necessarily think that it's controlling. I see where you're coming from by just the way it was presented, but I'm trying to think of it in a positive way. And y'all know me, I try to remain positive. I'm thinking he wants to share your location with one another so that you guys can realistically just know where each other is, you know, keep tabs, make sure you're safe, not to watch, right? Unless you feel like there's some trust issues there. You know, I feel like there's some pieces missing as far as why he wants to share the location. It does sound strange for him to just send it, right? Honestly, like, just not saying nothing, hey, check your phone. That's the weird part to me, but I wouldn't necessarily call that controlling myself. This could have been handled differently, though. You could have asked, the conversation could have been had. You just straight out refused. Does that make you the jerk? I don't know. Is this a jerk situation? Probably, but who's the jerk? Anonymous wants to know, is she the jerk for refusing her boyfriend's request to join the tracking Life 360 app? She said it seemed controlling, right? I don't want to answer. I'm going to let y'all go. I see the phone's ringing already. We'll take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. Anonymous wants to know, is she the jerk for not sharing her location with her boyfriend? We'll take your calls and your texts next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Anonymous hit us up and said, am I the jerk for not sharing my location with my boyfriend? Said they were hanging out, been together for almost a year. He randomly grabbed her phone, handed it to her, and said, check your text. And the text was a request to share locations on the Life 360 family tracking app, right? She said that was weird, felt controlling, and was like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. And wants to know, is she the jerk for denying the request that he had? I haven't answered. I don't even know if I will. But we're going to get right to the lines because I feel like we got some fire on here today. You know what? Let's start with Sam. Said she's in Milwaukee on the way to work. Good morning, Sam. How we doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. You know, Allie's a little under the weather, so I'm holding the fort down. So you get to be honorary co-host this morning on Am I the Jerk? So what do you think? Is Anonymous the jerk or not the jerk for denying her boyfriend's request?
I think she is a jerk for a couple reasons.
Oh.
I feel like first, she could have gotten a little curious and just asked, like, hey, where's this coming from?
Sure.
I think we have some scary stuff in the news going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's very possible that he was like, oh my God, I want to know where my girl's at, like at all times, and make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
And if I can't get a hold of her, be able to quickly find out, is she okay? I also think if you've been with a guy for a year, like, what are your intentions in that relationship?
Sure.
To me, it sounds like they might be going next level, and if you're really serious, what are you trying to hide?
Sam, no, so I think that. I like that because, yeah, almost, it's not like it's almost a month. It's almost a year. And not to say a year is a long time together, but that's where you start. Normally, most people taking additional steps and evolving a relationship. You're not wrong.
Yeah, to me, it feels a little suspicious. It feels a little sus. Like, what are you trying to hide from your guy?
Just a little sus. Oh, okay. Nah, you kick it off. You say, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I think it is a little bit of a jerk because she didn't do enough asking, investigating, seeing where it came from. She just went, nope, controlling, and then cut it at that instead of asking.
Right, could be coming from a place of love
right.
and care.
Right, and not necessarily I'm Tarzan, you Jane, but saying, hey, I want to take care of my baby. I want to know where she is. I want her to know where I'm at, and I want to evolve the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we can see that. And I personally, I know I've been guilty of like accidentally leaving my phone on silent after work or not hearing it when it's ringing. And my husband has like set off the dinger on my phone. So I'm like,
oops, hey, right, my bad. I lost in the sauce.
I love it,
Sam. You say you're kicking it off. You say jerk. We appreciate your call. Okay. We're going to get to these other callers.
All right, good luck, DZ. Hold down the fort. You're doing great.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Have a great day. Bye. Get to work. Bye, Sam. All right, let's keep it rolling. We kicked it off. Sam said jerk. Now we got another firecracker on the line. It's Mila. Good morning, Mila.
Good morning.
we're going to have to get you the Cruella De Vil theme song music once you finally get this theme song.
Right?
Hey, call five days in a row. You know how to do it. Nah, Mila, but we love you, and you always have an opinion. What do you think, Anonymous? Yeah. Is she or is she not the jerk for denying and not sharing her location with her boyfriend?
She's not the jerk at all.
At all?
Not the jerk at all.
Okay.
So, first and foremost, they've only been dating for a year. If this is not something that they had started from jump, why all of a sudden he needs to know her whereabouts now. Wait. That is a little weird and a little controlling.
No, hold on, Mila.
Why is he trying to keep tabs on her? Like,
not
if
like
the
that.
Trust was there.
Wouldn't it be weirder if they started tracking each other from jump? I think that'd be weirder than sharing locations
that's
later
something
on.
Something that they were cool with doing. True. But my thing is, he's not Superman. So him knowing her location doesn't help at all. If something happens, he's going to find out like everybody else later. Him knowing her location doesn't help him. It doesn't help her at all.
I mean,
that just helps him know where she is at all times. Why does he need to know that? Sound like he needs to have some kids.
I think the app has certain features that you can at least, you know, help and send alerts and request for assistance if needed, even though you might not be able to get there. You could at least send somebody to help. But I get what you're saying.
That's what a text is for. Text me. If you want to know where I am and what I'm doing, text me because you trusted me all this time. Don't throw an app at me talking about you want to know my location.
Mm.
I'm sitting right next to you.
We're hanging out. I'm with you most of the time.
I understand why she thought that was weird. If he goes, here's your phone, look at your text. I'm with you. Why do you need to know my location?
He gave no explanation. Weird. On the flip side, she didn't ask much more, but he also didn't give much explanation by the sounds of it. That's right.
Right, because she knew it was weird, and so did he.
And this is why Mila come up here with the evil laugh, said, nah, Anonymous is not to jerk. You split us up, Mila. Okay, hey, have a great day, fam. We appreciate you.
You too. Love you and hold it down good.
Got you, fam. Thank you. Love back. Bye. All right, we're split 50-50, so we got a tiebreaker on the line, and I believe Janine is ready for this one. Janine, calling out a cut ahead. Good morning, Janine. How we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good. You know, like I mentioned, Allie a little throat tickled this morning, but she'll be back. She'll be back. I believe she's on her way soon, so don't worry about it. She'll be back. But until then, honorary co-host and big shoes at that because you get to be our tiebreaker on Am I the Jerk today. Whoop.
Yeah.
Do you think Anonymous is or isn't the jerk for not sharing her location with her boyfriend of almost a year?
Well, I was so on the fence about this, but the key word for me is share our location.
Mm-mm.
So when it comes to share, like, and I've been in controlling situations before, so my first reaction was not the jerk, but when I heard that word share, it's about, you know, being in a relationship for a year, you have to have some trust, and it's about, like, caring for each other. So I'm like, absolutely, she's a jerk. If she, at this point, you don't have any trust, you don't want to look out for each other. So I say, absolutely, the jerk.
Ooh, you're saying she kind of just shut it down and went, no, you don't need to know where I'm at or what I'm doing if I'm not with. That is
so
an interesting take.
So what's the trust after a year? What are you doing?
Right. Where's the relationship evolving to? I think that's kind of what our first caller, Sam, was kind of touching on. And then, you bring it full circle and go, well, Mila, evil laugh and all. No, today, no. She is the jerk because she's not taking those steps that are going, this is where I see our relationship going. Whether it felt weird or not, she didn't address it. She didn't investigate further.
Yeah.
And she's almost the one going, no, you don't need to know, and I'm not investing needing to know. The share is the key word for you.
Absolutely. Even if you've been burnt in the past, like, don't bring that stuff into your future now.
Touche. No, you are not wrong, Janine. I love it. You rounded off for us. Y'all worked it out today. Thankfully, I didn't have to answer. Today, Anonymous is the jerk. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable?
Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.